第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
It's so beautiful. It's white all over.
Yes, let's go and make a snowman when it stops snowing.
Lucy, go and do your homework now.
Okay, Dad, but can I finish this book first? There are a few pages left.It's already 3:25 now. Let's go inside.
There are still 5 minutes left before the movie begins. Lily will be here any minute now.
I don't want to miss the beginning. I'll go first. Why are you feeling down today, Mike?
My bike is gone.My mother bought it for me just yesterday.
I'm so sorry to hear that. How will you go back then?
I've no choice but to take a bus.
Honey, could you fetch my new dress?
You bought 3 new dresses last week. Which one do you want to wear today?
I've already worn the black one and the blue one, so I'll wear the red one to Lisa's birthday party today.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
It's a great party, isn't it?
Yes, everybody is having fun.
Everybody but Jenny. She looks a little upset. Mike is leaving for China next week.
That's why Jenny is upset. Mike is her boyfriend.
You are right. Mike will stay in China for at least 1 year. He has found a teaching job there.
He can come back during the summer holiday.
I don't think he will. He has told me he'll travel in China during his holiday.It's a great party, isn't it?
Yes, everybody is having fun.
Everybody but Jenny. She looks a little upset. Mike is leaving for China next week.
That's why Jenny is upset. Mike is her boyfriend.
You are right. Mike will stay in China for at least 1 year. He has found a teaching job there.
He can come back during the summer holiday.
I don't think he will. He has told me he'll travel in China during his holiday.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Jean, it's Saturday tomorrow. How about going fishing on the river nearby with me?
I'd like to.But I've promised Linda I would go swimming with her tomorrow.
Where will you swim? In the lake?
No, the lake is too deep. We'll swim in the swimming pool in Linda's garden.
Who else will go?
Tom and Ted. They both like swimming.
May I join you? I also like swimming.
But don't you want to go fishing tomorrow?
I can go the day after tomorrow. Jean, it's Saturday tomorrow. How about going fishing on the river nearby with me?
I'd like to, but I've promised Linda I would go swimming with her tomorrow.
Where will you swim? In the lake?
No, the lake is too deep. We'll swim in the swimming pool in Linda's garden.
Who else will go?
Tom and Ted. They both like swimming.
May I join you? I also like swimming.
But don't you want to go fishing tomorrow?
I can go the day after tomorrow.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Who made you so mad?
I just had a quarrel with Charlie.
Was it because of the football match?
How did you know?
Well, I came out for the same reason. I wanted to watch the football match while Anne wanted to watch a fashion show.
Anne is lucky. At least she can watch the fashion show. Charlie never gives in.
What else can I do then? Anne is having a baby now. I can't make her angry, but I do want to watch the football match.
I have a good idea. Why don't you go to my home and watch the football match with Charlie? I can watch the fashion show with Anne.
That's great! Who made you so mad?
I just had a quarrel with Charlie.
Was it because of the football match?
How did you know?
Well, I came out for the same reason. I wanted to watch the football match while Anne wanted to watch a fashion show.
Anne is lucky. At least she can watch the fashion show. Charlie never gives in.
What else can I do then? Anne is having a baby now. I can't make her angry, but I do want to watch the football match.
I have a good idea. Why don't you go to my home and watch the football match with Charlie? I can watch the fashion show with Anne.
That's great!
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
Alice, what a surprise to run into you here. When did you come to Paris?
3 months ago.
What? I thought you were just sightseeing here. So you're working here now.
That's right. Now I'm teaching English in a middle school.
Why did you want to find a teaching job here?
Well, my husband Mark didn't want to live in New York. He wanted to move to Paris, so I came with him.
What?When did you get married?
Last year.
Congratulations! We've been out of touch for 2 years. Many things have happened in the past 2 years.
That's right. So, are you working here?
No, I'm just traveling here with my parents. I still work in Beijing.
Do you want to settle down there?
No, my parents don't want to leave America. I'll work there for one more year. Then I'll go back to New York.Alice, what a surprise to run into you here. When did you come to Paris?
3 months ago.
What? I thought you were just sightseeing here. So you're working here now.
That's right. Now I'm teaching English in a middle school.
Why did you want to find a teaching job here?
Well, my husband Mark didn't want to live in New York. He wanted to move to Paris, so I came with him.
What? When did you get married?
Last year.
Congratulations! We've been out of touch for 2 years. Many things have happened in the past 2 years.
That's right. So, are you working here?
No, I'm just traveling here with my parents. I still work in Beijing.
Do you want to settle down there?
No, my parents don't want to leave America. I'll work there for 1 more year. Then I'll go back to New York.
Masha lives in Moscow and is 13 years old. She's got a new pen pal called Claudia, who's German. They send emails to each other in English, but Masha feels she's not very good at writing emails in English and wants to improve. Paul is 15 years old. He's very good at English, but he has to take an important exam at the end of the year, and he's not looking forward to it. He isn't sure if it's a good idea to stay up all night studying for an exam. He'd like to know what the best ways to prepare for an exam are. Frida enjoys her English classes at school, but she does badly when they have grammar tests. She wants a book which she can use to study at home to help her improve her grammar. Alice is 14 years old. She finds her lessons a bit boring sometimes, and she is not very good at being quiet in class. Her teachers often tell her to be better behaved. She doesn't want to get a bad report at the end of the term, but she thinks she will. She wants to try to be better in class. Masha lives in Moscow and is 13 years old. She's got a new pen pal called Claudia, who's German. They send emails to each other in English, but Masha feels she's not very good at writing emails in English and wants to improve. Paul is 15 years old. He's very good at English, but he has to take an important exam at the end of the year, and he's not looking forward to it. He isn't sure if it's a good idea to stay up all night studying for an exam. He'd like to know what the best ways to prepare for an exam are. Frida enjoys her English classes at school, but she does badly when they have grammar tests. She wants a book which she can use to study at home to help her improve her grammar. Alice is 14 years old. She finds her lessons a bit boring sometimes, and she is not very good at being quiet in class. Her teachers often tell her to be better behaved. She doesn't want to get a bad report at the end of the term, but she thinks she will. She wants to try to be better in class.